World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, let's all say it together here. Lies, distraction, and fear. Oh my. Lies, distraction, and fear. Oh my. Folks, look. Hey, welcome. Welcome here on the anniversary of January 6th. We're going to get into that here in a second. A lot of stuff I want to talk about today, but understand this. Lies, deception, and fear. At the end of the day, this is nothing more than a battle between good and evil, against the Spirit of God and the wicked one playing out in what was once a constitutional republic being lied to every day, people calling it a democracy. You understand the democracy is majority rule, 51-49. We're not a democracy, folks. We are a republic. By the way, if we were a democracy, then whoever gets the most votes becomes president of the United States. But because we're not a democracy, we have what's called what? The Electoral College. The different states weigh in at different things so they get a clear representation of the people. And so we have what's called a democratic republic, meaning we vote representatives. We vote leaders who represent us. A democratic republic. We are not, never have been, a direct democracy. Can somebody explain to me why they continue to call us a democracy? Would that be a bait and switch? Are they just confused, or are they doing it to us on purpose? Because if it was just a direct democracy, come on now, New York, California, Texas would pretty much control just about everything, wouldn't they? Florida, maybe we'd throw Florida in there. So the whole idea of our government is a representative democracy, that we elect people, go there and represent us. But it hasn't become that, has it? It's become the Republican Party against the Democrat Party. Republicans good, Democrats bad. Divide and conquer everywhere you look. Anniversary of January 6th. I'm going to get into that a little bit. But before I do, let me cover a couple bases here, some stuff that's really, really pretty important. Number one, I just forgot all about this. Pull this up, Spence. Number one, I'm coming to Wisconsin, Ray. I'm coming to Wisconsin, Green Bay, February 28th, Men of Iron Conference. Click on that. I forgot all about it. I got a reminder today. Man, oh, man. I suppose that's speakers. It's going to be Matt Tuella, David Roth, who's hosting it, and me. Men of Iron Conference, Green Bay, Wisconsin. February 28th? I think it's February 28th. Just want to make all of you aware of that. Love for you to come. Ray, get down there. Maybe we can raise some money to put you in a hotel to be part of it. Some of you, maybe even from Chicago, whatever, could drive in and support this thing. I just think it's, God bless these guys, man. God bless them. Hey, look, people, not everybody agrees with Matt Tuella. I know people who don't like Matt Tuella at all. Huh? I'm telling you something. Say what you want to. That dude's bold as can be, laid on the line, calling the government out for as long as I've known Matt. I consider him a friend. I'm honored to have him as a friend. And by the way, all of us that are in this mess, we don't all have it right. We don't. As a football coach, sometimes you call the wrong play. And Cleveland Browns just fired their coach. Is he a bad guy? No, but sometimes he called the wrong play, and it catches up to you. And if we want to sit in the cheap seats and criticize everything that goes on, well, hell, that's easy to do. That's that's easy to do for sure. And at some point, we got to lay down our swords against each other and decide this is the direction we're going to move. Like it or not, MAGA has become Trump ain't Republican. Is he owned by the Jews? I don't know. But I'm going to jump on the horse and ride it. That's what I'm going to do. Nelly, got your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. I got a couple of things this morning. So good Thank morning, you. Everybody. Craig Mickle reached out to me, and he is running a contest at Saving God's Children. Spencer, if you could scroll down to the second post.
hang on a second, Mel. Stay right there.
Yeah.
This is one of my greatest frustrations, folks. How do we get others involved? How do we help others get involved in the refiner's fire? How do we do that? How do we expand what it is that we're doing here? Because we're doing some really good stuff, the staking and all. We got unbelievable. But how do we build this? I don't want to call it an army. How do we build this army? Are you guys telling people? Are you inviting people? Are you encouraging them to get involved? Because at the end of the day, it's word of mouth, man. They ain't gonna give it on the media. Your pastor's not gonna stand in the pulpit and talk about it. It's word of mouth. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, thanks. So if you click on the second post there, Protect Your Family Online Contest, Craig reached out to me and he's running a contest. He's going to be, I don't know if Craig is listening, but if Craig wants to talk about it, he reached out to me and I agreed to support him on this. So take a look at that. He's, working to provide a resource. He's going to have a drawing of a great resource for families. So anyway, I wanted to mention that.
Craig, how do we help you on this, Craig? I mean, come on. I mean, what? I can't turn Coach Dave Live into Saving God's Children. How can we help do this? Folks, you know this. People won't even tune in and watch the show because they think it's a cult. They think I'm a cult leader. Come on. So how do we disseminate this valuable information? Sorry, Mel, to cut you off. I'm not sorry. I'm just apologizing because I am. I'm not sorry that I'm doing it. How do we do that? How do we help expand this? How do we expand what's going on? Over the target. We have been so over the target. How long, Betty, Ray, how long have we been over the target? How long have we been saying all this stuff? And here it is. And we still just limping along. Go ahead, Mel.
What's really great about, Coach Dave Live and Pass the Salt and the Liberty Action Network is that we have access to these actions. It's not just, Coach Dave creating actions. It's Craig and it's Ray and it's a lot of people that are creating actions. So I'm excited that we're kind of positioned in a place where we can touch on these actions. The other thing I wanted to mention is for people that are in Ohio or who are close by and want to come in, we are going to have our second fellowship in January on the 17th. So Glenn and I are kind of putting that together. But if you're interested in coming, reach out to Glenn Claremont and get your name on the list. For right now, just kind of mark your calendar January 17th, and we'll have more details coming out on that. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Mel, we're not a cult. Folks, we ain't no cult. Come on.
Of course not.
Look, folks, outside of your church, where do you plug in? Where do you plug in? And if you're plugging in your church and they ain't doing squat, what are you getting done, right? And so naturally, people are going to say you're part of a cult. Because why? We're outside their comfort zone. And the easiest way for them to not get involved is say, well, you're a cult. Go to your pastor. Hey, pastor, you want to get involved? Oh, no, you stay away from that. And Coach David, that's a cult, right? Come on now. It's the way this thing works. So I've been here a while. What year is this, 2026? I've been here over 25 years. Been doing this for 25 years. Huh? My bona fides are pretty good. I'm not the best guy to come down the pipe, but I've had some longevity. I started this thing when I was in my 40s, and I'm in my 70s. Swallow that one. James, come on in real quick. Or you don't have to come in quick, but come on in, James Thomas. No? Craig.
Well, the best thing you can help is go to the website, savingguideschildren.com. And Spencer, maybe you pull that back up. And this is one of the most premier family online digital protection plans. And one of the reasons we're doing
it. Can I tell you something? Some people don't give a shit, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, some don't. But a lot of people do have parental controls and they're watching their children, okay? And this is the fishing ground here. And so anyways, we're going to be giving this away and it's going to run until February 15th. So what you can do is sign up if you have grandkids and, we'll give it to your son or daughter and have them sign up. And this talks about setting real-time alerts on gamings, watching screen times for school, cyberbullying, predator online monitoring, dark web, all kinds of stuff that a lot of people don't realize these resources are available for them.
So, Craig, hang on. Yeah. Craig, not a lot of people don't realize it. Nobody realizes it.
Yeah.
Nobody realizes it.
Well, I talked to a lot of parents and stuff, and a lot of them do set parental controls on it.
Nobody here in Ohio does.
I'm in
one of those moods today, Craig.
you can share it with your children. Okay, so your children, can do it for your grandkids and stuff like that. They can enter it. So just go to the website, learn about it, click on it. It takes you to Aura site. You can see what it's all about, and it, you might end up getting. This is about a $300-$400 plan, so it's very, very thorough.
Amen, Craig. Amen. I was looking in the chat as somebody, as you were talking, somebody, who put that? How many of you been awakened since you started watching this? How many of you thought we were crazy when we first started out? And then all of a sudden you started to scratch your head and, what's going on? It's an awakening. And the church, the mainstream media church, is not awake. Is not awake. And truth be told, I'm not complaining. How many active pastors are there here at Coach Dave Live? I feel bad today because it is the anniversary of J6. I should have had Bill Dunphy on. Maybe I'll try to get him on here. I just got a lot going on. James Thomas, your hand's up, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of Matthew 13. I was reading that this morning in regards to the sowing of good seed and bad seed. Uh-huh. There are a lot of tares, and those tares are being really active. They're becoming active, I think, in the kingdom of God. So,
yes, sir.
You know, when you talk about these pastors and who really don't want to do them, these are these the good seed was sowed in a lot of people. You know, you just think about this. The evangelifish coming to Messiah, coming to Jesus, you know, just say a prayer. And, you know, I was just seeing a OnlyFans chick who was getting baptized. She was in her baptized garment. She was being dunked. But she says, I'm not going to leave my OnlyFans. are you serious? You know, so we're living in that day, and I don't think you can do anything to bring people to you. I think it's really the Holy Spirit is going to move people out, and He's going to bring people in. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so James, this is important. I don't want people to come to me. I want them to come to the truth. Bible says in the multitude, many. Look, do you have any idea how much I've learned about medicine because of Paul Gosling? You have any idea what to do and what?
Yeah.
If you don't know what the hell's going on, could you come out here and find out about vaccinations? Yeah, yeah. This ain't Coach Dave Live and what I think, although it is. It's a platform for other people to get involved. And if I started to go down here, run down a list of people who are now actively doing things, maybe not because of Coach Dave Live, but they've plugged in at Coach Dave Live and are doing things. Isn't that what the church is supposed to do? Equip the saints for the work of the ministry. To train, equip, and mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry. And I just tip my cap to all of you out there who are doing stuff every day that nobody knows anything about, and you just keep plugging away and doing it and doing it and doing it. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm the head of this thing. I don't get many pats on the back. I'm not here for pats on the back. I get more oh my's than I do thank yous. I can promise you that, right? So understand, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, the burden of leadership is heavy, man. But if you're the head of it, you're the one who's shooting it. Huh? Try to shoot them in the head. And so understand that that's part of what's going on. And it ain't about me. I could quit tomorrow. My life would be going good. I'd be fine. But I got children and grandchildren. It's not whether I'm a Trump supporter. Can you imagine if Kamala Harris was elected? And by the way, there are some people watching this show right now who would rather have Kamala Harris than Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, I'm just telling you the truth. Can you imagine if Kamala Harris was president of the United States, would any of this stuff that we've seen be exposed? Would any of it be exposed? Any of it? Minnesota, would that be exposed? Any of that be? Huh? No, it wouldn't. And so we better understand that many, 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 Evil men have crept in, the scripture says. Evil men have crept in unaware and changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. And some of the people who are most complicit in what's going on in the destruction of America are standing in the pulpits of America. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm afraid. Silence is consent. If you are a pastor and you're not talking to your people about this stuff, you are negligent, baby. You are negligent. If you think your job is just to go in and talk about Matthew 13 and see you next week and we'll talk about 1 Corinthians 8 and then I'll see you next week and we'll talk about Romans 12. If you think that's your job, dude, I don't even know what they'll tell you. Who would ever put a football team on the field and not coach them? Not tell them what's going on. Not tell them what other plays the other team's running. Who would ever do that? And that's not I'm feeling this morning. We have been so failed by our pulpits. So we have been conditioned, programmed to be sheep. And the Bible says, led to the slaughter. Yep. Let me take a deep breath. Go ahead, Gene.
I don't know how to respond to you, Coach, right now. I'm sorry. But I know your reaction to that. People aren't doing the things that you and I think we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. But I do go to certain churches, and there are people busy out there. They're busy in their church doing what their church is teaching them and telling them how to do. And they believe what they are doing is right.
And it is.
And they're not. And the pastors are doing what they feel is right. I really believe that. But that's what they were taught to do.
That's okay. So,
but they're not opening up. But just like me yesterday, and I have to apologize to Brother Paul. I come off too strong yesterday at him, and I need to apologize to him. But that's the way I'm getting right now. My mind is going way that I feel that it needs to be going. But maybe God is not letting it go that direction, but he's put me here to do what I've got to do.
Dude, we're with you, man. I'm with you. We don't all see the same. Folks, even on a great football team, sometimes guys in the huddle said, damn it, we should have run rather than passed. Even in a great football team, damn it, we should have blitzed or we shouldn't have blitzed. That's all good. We don't have to march like little tin soldiers, everybody agreeing on everything that's going on. Whatever it is that the Lord has called you to do, would you do it? We're here to try to help you do what the Lord's called you to do. I'm not here to try to get you to do what I want you to do. I want to be that, right? I don't want to be it. And if the Lord's tapped you on the shoulder and he keeps bugging you in the middle of the night that you got to do it, damn it, would you do it? Would you do it? Whatever he says unto you, do. Now, you could ask me my advice, but if the Lord's told you to do something, do it. Now, maybe I could coach you on the techniques. Maybe Dr. Paul could coach you on the techniques and how to go about it, but daggone it, do it if he told you to do it. To obey is better than to sacrifice. And I can tell you this, if you open your mouth to power, you're going to pay a price. You go, hey, I'm just telling you. If you open your mouth to power, whether it be in the church, wherever it would be, they're going to say, who the hell you think you are? You just sit there and pay your tithes and shut your mouth. We don't do that here. Okay. Amen? Amen? So here, you can say it. Do it. You can say it because we're not, you know, you ain't no membership here. No tithe. You got tithe. Ain't none of that crap here. So I'm trying to set you free. To hear the Holy Spirit and obey. Hear and obey. This ain't hard. Come on in, Jeff. I want to get somewhere today. It's J6. I got some good stuff. Go ahead, Jeff.
I just text Pastor Bill on January 6th asking if he could jump in the show. I told him you forgot. You apologize. But he said he can try. But here's what's going on. Guess what he's got going on today?
What's that?
We need prayer for Connie. They are prepping her for surgery right now. That's where he's at on January 6th. And he says, I'll try and get on the show. But
yeah, not to worry about it. I'll do a whole show with him, Jeff. Texas.
Okay. Pray for Connie.
Okay, pray for Connie. Lord, we just ask whatever's going on there with Connie, Lord, that you're the great physician, that you would touch her and heal her. Healing is the children's bread. For all those out there, right now, all of them out there, thinking of Shane, thinking of others who are fighting fights of health. Lord, touch them in healing. It's children's bread in Jesus' name. Jesus, amen, amen. Amen. I want to get a tip. Thanks, Jeff. Tell Bill not to get in here now. Okay, do what he's got to do. I'll get him on. Get in here later on. I want to give a tip of the cap real quickly. It's Hula Bowl week. Click on that real quick for me. Ohio Brett, God bless Ohio Brett, folks. You don't even know the time and effort this guy's given to try to promote this. And it's Hula Bowl week, and Michelle and I get to be part of it. I get to say the prayer at the opening. They have a banquet on the night before. I get to say the prayer there. You know, football's in my blood anywhere. And whether you know it or not, Brett has worked his butt off promoting this thing, bringing Christianity into the Hula Bowl. It's now one of their official banners. Faith is now part of the Hula Bowl, and I'm supporting Brett, and Betty's going to go down. Michelle and I are going to go down. Just honored to be able to be part of it. So, Brett, I don't know if you're out there, man. God bless you. I know what. This is a national thing. This is a national thing, and Brett is the promoter, the director of the Hula Bowl. It's a big thing, man. It's a big thing. So, we support Brett and everything he does. Brett's all about the gospel, man. All about the gospel. Okay, let me move on here. Talked about that. Hey, number six, real quick. I'm cleaning up a little bit here. Please support Sheriff Mac. Please support folks. Just join his organization. What did he say it was? $99 a year or something like that. $11 a month. I didn't really push that hard enough. This dude's elbow deep in it. He's paid a great price, and he's up against that monstrous justice system. And we know this. And most guys who run for sheriff in America, they ain't doing it for the right reason. Sadly, we know that, right? So we support Sheriff Mac. Appreciate him being on yesterday. By the way, you ought to share that. The people who said what Trump was doing was unconstitutional, I thought Sheriff Mac knocked that out of the park yesterday. So, again, continue to support him. Bear with me a second. Pull up number nine, just so I want you to know. Hey, folks, Venezuela was more than about oil or Maduro or whatever. Pull up number nine. Did you know this? This is the real, this is from Sydney Powell. This was the real election map. This was the real one in the 2020 election. Look at that. By the way, all of the tomfoolery was housed in Venezuela. Did you know that, friends? Smartmatic, all that stuff, Venezuela. So that's a picture of what the real election of 2020 looked like. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? Okay, cool. Go to number 10 real quick, because I'm going to circle back, okay? Stay with me. Look what General Flynn said. For all of you out there picking your noses and your ears and your hind ends and don't know what's going on, here's what General Flynn said. Caracas was a major CIA hub. Hey, friends, in our hemisphere. This ain't over in Europe. This ain't over in Asia. This is happening in our backyard, right? Venezuela was home of election fraud. This is from General Flynn. Venezuela helped build Hezbollah into what it is. It's not a coincidence that Maduro's regimen fell at the same time the Iranian regimen is falling in Iran. You're watching a well-oiled military plan to completely take down the deep state. This is from General Flynn. I promise the Bush family and all the other deep state families are shitting cinder blocks today, General Flynn said. Ignore the panickins. Ignore the panickins. This is the deep state being toppled before your very eyes. Now, believe it or not, I don't care. You like General Flynn? You trust General Flynn? I know him. He's not a personal friend. We're not great buddies. I trust the guy. Hell, they tried to throw him in jail. They tried to break him financially. They tried to destroy General Flynn. And he said, what's going on? Home of election fraud. You better know this. If we don't get control of our elections, you wait till 2020. What year would that be? When's the next election? You wait. In fact, you wait till next November when they try to vote your Republican representative out. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to, boom, okay? We all cool on that? Anybody else for the good of the group? Because I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something here. Okay. Anybody at all? Oh, wait a minute, because there's always a delay. Spencer, while you're waiting, get up. Get number three up. January 6th. Investigate January 6th. Now, I called this website up the other day. What really happened? And there's a great video timeline, and I told you that you ought to watch that timeline. But let me take you down to what I think are some things that are really, really important. And Spencer, scroll down to where it says the order was illegal. Just keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep scrolling. This is a lot on us. Okay, just get ready. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We just went by. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you some information here. Because they're still telling, you notice they're still calling it a violent insurrection. Come on, somebody tell me out there right now. Tell me, how many men were arrested on January 6th for having weapons? How many men, patriots, were arrested for having weapons?
Can they say zero?
Zero. Zero. Yet they continue to call it an armed insurrection. Friends, you better understand that this is propaganda from your own government. They're the ones calling it armed insurrection. Okay, I'm going to show you some stuff here. Okay, I'm going to go really quickly and then we'll open it up here. This is important and then you share with others. The order at 1 p.m. on January 6th, the crowd of protesters assembled on the U.S. Capitol's West Plaza. United States Capitol Police Deputy Chief Waldo, the on-scene commander, ordered the Civil Disturbance Unit less lethal team, into place. 6 minutes later, Waldo, ordered this unit to fire munitions into the crowd. This order was illegal. Can you click on that, Spence, real quick? I'm going to run down through this. You got to check it out later. Maybe it doesn't click. That's all right. Stay there. It doesn't matter. It was an illegal order. Deputy Chief Waldo never gave warnings. He was ordered to give warnings. And here shows exactly. By the way, they're still telling you today it was an armed insurrection to overthrow the government, right? Still repeating that over and over and over and over. And I have friends still on Facebook who refer back to the armed insurrection. The only people who had arms were the government. The only people that arms. So here's why it was an illegal order. Chief Waldo never gave warnings when ordering his less lethal team to fire into the crowd. He claims to give warnings on multiple radio transmissions. However, it never happened. Not only did he lie about giving warnings, evidence showed that he likely lied about the conditions his officers faced, justifying his escalation of the force. You understand that? You know that they fired into a crowd of people without warning? Scroll down. You need to spend some time here. There's the timeline when Waldo told him, start firing into the crowd. Scroll on down. I'm not going to get bogged down on that. There's the timeline. Hang on. Okay. Here's the D.C. First Amendment Assemblies Act, enacted in 2015. After civil litigation against D.C. police, they put in this order. Here's that police agencies in D.C. must follow a protocol upon determining that a lawful First Amendment assembly, a public assembly, or a riot should be dispersed. They just can't come in and, okay, can't just do it. So here's what the law says, and it's over here on the red, but the law states that the police shall, you ready? Can you go up a little bit, Spencer? Let it, right there, whoa. The law is clear, okay? If the MPD determines that a lawful First Amendment assembly or any other public assembly, riot or part there, it should be dispersed, they must give warnings. We're there. A is not an imminent danger of bodily injury or significant damage to property. This is the law, folks. They were required by law to follow this, and they did not. And I'm not going to get bogged down. I'll let you read it later, okay? But you know this, they're not telling, you're not seeing this on the media. Everywhere you go, people don't know, call it an armed insurrection, right? An overthrow of the government. None of it true. Stay right there. Spencer, make that a little bit better. a little bit bigger if you can. The bottom one right there. I want to read that. Oh, go back. Go back. I'm sorry. Right there. In order to disperse. Here's what they have to do, folks. They have to give an order to disperse. It must be authorized by an official at the rank of lieutenant or above. Must inform the persons dispersed of the law, the regulation, or policy. They have to warn the before you start shooting at them, you got to warn the persons to be dispersed that they may be arrested. You have to identify reasonable exit paths for the participants. This is the law. When dispersing a First Amendment assembly, any other public assembly, riot, or PD, the MP shall, to the extent as possible, position all arresting officers at the rear of the crowd so they can hear the order to disperse. And having the arresting officers positioned at the rear of the crowd, provide verbal confirmation of a physical indication that the warnings weren't. In other words, cops need to be behind the people, say, come on, got to get out of here, got to get out of here. Instead of standing up on the Capitol, shooting down at them, go on, scrolling down. Am I doing okay here? You guys have know any of this? Here's an ample. They're required to identify a reasonable exit path for the participants to use to leave the area that will be dispersed. They have to get on. Attention, attention. We would like you to disperse. And when you disperse, you need to disperse this way. Instead, they just freaking fired on them. Do you get this? Come on. Using a prop, there it is, approved amplification device. Did they do that? No. Verify warnings. They must verify warnings that the crowd heard their warning. They have to verification of it. Position all, none of it occurred. None of that occurred. None of it. Position all arresting officers at the rear of the crowd so they can hear the order to disperse. And having the arresting officer positioned at the rear of the crowd, provide verbal confirmation or physical indication that, hey, if you don't move, boys and girls, we're gonna we may shoot at you. Huh? Instead, they just shot him in the face, shot him, scroll down. None of this occurred. None of it occurred. They lied to you. Okay, how about this? You ready? I didn't know this till this morning. Stay right there. January 6th prosecutions. Bill Dunphy. January 6th protesters. Hang on. 1,251 protesters were arrested and charged. 757 of those protesters have been convicted with nearly 884 years of incarceration handed out to these defendants, nearly 400 awaiting trial. Here are the three main charges. Did you know this? One, restricted building or grounds. 91% of the J6ers are charged with a misdemeanor and or felony carrying a maximum of 10 years in prison. 1,140 total January 6th protesters with charged with restricted buildings or grounds. To have violated that, a person must have knowingly entered or remained in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority to do so. So, Gino, if they're waving the guys in the building, do you think it's okay to go in the building? If a cop's standing there waving you in, think it's okay? All right. Number two. The statute defines restricted building or grounds as any posted, cordoned off, or otherwise restricted building. Scroll down, Spencer. Right there. A, the White House or its grounds. Any posted, so the White House or its grounds, vice president's residence or its grounds, a building or grounds where the president or other person is vice, blah, blah, blah. Okay, go on down. Go to the next one. None of this stuff, folks. There's a picture of what they should have cordoned off, should have told the people. United States Capitol. I'm putting this in here so you can do your own investigation. Going down, go to the next one. Go to the next red one. There. Oh. They broke U.S. Code civil disorder. 34.3% of J6ers are charged with this felony, carrying a maximum of 5 years in prison. What? 429 of the protesters charged with 231, which is. To have violated this, a person must have committed or attempted to commit an act to obstruct, impede, or interfere with any fireman or law enforcement officer legally engaged in the lawful performance of his duties incident to the commission of a civil disorder. Boom. Any function, operation, or action carried out under the laws of the United States. So nobody Very few did anything regarding civil disorder. Next one, I'm sorry, you can read this stuff later on. Go on, go on. Oh, right there. Ho, ho, ho. Obstruction of an official report proceeding. 27% of J6ers are charged with this felony, carrying a maximum of 20 years in prison. What did they do? To have violated this, you ready? To have violated this charge, they must corruptly altered, mutilated, concealed a record, document, or other object, or attempted to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or ability to use in an official proceeding, or otherwise obstructed, influenced, or impeded any official proceeding or attempted to do so. In other words, obstruction of a civil proceeding was you stole some documents and you hid them from people. That's obstruction from that's what they're talking about. Not showing up in the Capitol building in the official proceeding that was obstructed. Go on down. See, I didn't know that. What's time we know it? How many years later? U.S. history has been the U.S. Capitol has been a common protest location for all of history. Look at the protesters, Kavanaugh protesters inside the cabinet. Hang on right there. Most recently, during the first term of President Donald Trump from January 2017 to 2020, protests inside the Capitol building occurred 9 times. In 2017, demonstrators protested in the Capitol building and disrupted Congress 7 tries, and 627 protesters were charged. In 2018, demonstrators protested in Capitol buildings and disrupted Congress 2 times, and 676 protesters were arrested and charged. 100% of these protesters were charged with local DC statutes, not federal statutes, including crowding, obstructing of income coding, disruption of Congress, yada, yada, yada. Okay, go on down the next one. Go on down the next one. And ho. Put this link in there so you can study it yourself. Look at this. These are examples where there wasn't an insurrection. USPS arrests 181 protesters demonstrating activity in the Senate bill. Folks, these are previous disruptions. USP, United States, Capitol Police arrest protesters for demonstration activity on Capitol grounds. Next one, approximately 155. Oh no, Spencer, I'm still up there. Approximately 155 demonstrators arrested in Senate office building. Were they sentenced to 30 years in jail? Over here, U.S. Capitol Police arrest 33 demonstrators in the Senate office building. They're not calling that an insurrection, are they? U.S. Capitol Police arrest 80 demonstrators. These are all different times when people have shown up to let their feelings be known. And only one of them was called an armed insurrection. Why was it an armed insurrection? Because the government shot innocent Americans simply doing a constitutional right. And unfortunately, I have friends and you have friends who believe the government media that people showed up there to overthrow the government. They didn't even have guns with them. 0 gun violations. Scroll down one more time. Well, Capitol Hill riots during Trump's presidency were handled much differently. Oh, they had riots. Anyway, okay. Long time. Okay, you follow up? Put this in the chat. How about the George Floyd White House riots? Were those guys thrown in jail? Huh? Were they thrown in jail? 50 years in jail? No, go on, scrolling down. Scrolling down. Come on, man. Come on. Selective enforcement. Peaceful protesters. Uh-oh. Hang on. So in order for them to get away with it, they had to make sure they weren't peaceful. And how do you make sure they're not peaceful? Well, how about start shooting flashbangs at people? That'd do it, right? That'd fire you up a little bit, wouldn't it? You saw your buddy get shot in the face. That'd fire you up a little bit. What a psyop this has been, folks. What a psyop this has been. It's unbelievable. Okay. Put it in the chat. It is a great reference. A lot of good videos on that. What really happened at J6? Mike Pence sat on the fence. Mike Pence played for the other team. Let there be no doubt, Mike Pence was on the government team, whatever the government team is, right? So here's what we know. From my perspective, you take it any way you want to. The government, whoever they are, hated Trump. There's no other way to look at it. They hated Trump. The government, whatever that is, hated Trump. By the way, that means they hated you because you voted for him. You get it? You get it? So they didn't want Trump in there because we're going to find out as this thing continues to progress. Folks, did you know this? I got this email today. Hang on a second. Did you know Rand Paul? I like Rand Paul. I like Rand Paul. Try to get my computer up here. Did you guys know that Congressman Rand Paul took kickbacks from Venezuela? Said, Coach, no, he didn't. Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, he did. Let me see if I can find it here. I'm not going to try to dig it up now. Rand Paul took kickbacks from Venezuela. Right? I'm just telling. I got more. I'm going to show you one more thing, and then I'm going to unleash you. Pull up. Oh, man. Trying to connect dots here today, boys and girls. Spencer, I'm trying to find out which one it is. I got so much stuff going on. Pull up a Facebook. Where is it? Bear with me, man. I'm sorry. Oh, I got to show that. Yeah, thank you. Huh? Okay, I'm going to connect a dot. Maybe you aren't going to like. America is a Christian nation. Yet in every town in America, can you put it up there? Can you make it bigger, Spencer? In every town in America, when you drive in it, there's the Masonic temple. Why are they up there? You say, Donald Trump's a Mason. Yeah, maybe he is. Okay, now one more thing, and then I'm gonna turn it loose here. Spencer, I gave you so much stuff. Okay, number 12. I Googled this morning. You ready? Masonic lodges in Ohio. Just in Ohio. Just scroll down, Spencer. Look at that. There's 88 counties. There's 88 counties in Ohio. Keep going. Masonic lodges in Ohio. Just Ohio. 88 counties. Whoa. It's more than 88? Funny how the Masons are more united than the churches are, aren't they? Kind of funny. Kind of funny. Look at that. What? I wonder, you think maybe they tried to get their boys in office? Anybody think maybe? Wes says on Twitter, they're saying Trump converted to Judaism in 2019. I don't know. Did he? I don't know. Look at that. Look at this. This is in Ohio. This is just in Ohio. Would we call these denominations? Is this denominations of? No, I think they're all on the same team, aren't they? Look at that. Look at that. Is that unbelievable, friends? That's just in Ohio. Okay. Come on in.
That's them tears, brother.
Huh? Look, so what is this website, Spencer? What is this website? Go, maybe you can find what. So you can check it on yourself. Check. So I just Googled Masonic lodges in Ohio. That's what I did. So you could probably do it. You could probably do it where you are. Masonic lodges in North Carolina. Masonic lodges in wherever. Click on, see what you got. North Carolina. What do we get? Oh. Gonna list them, you ain't? So there is a secret cabal, isn't there, folks? Wow. Grand Lodges. Historical Table of Lodges in North Carolina. We have an invisible enemy. Hey, look, I dumped a lot on you today, right? I dumped a lot on you. But if we don't understand that the people running our government don't represent us, not on either side, folks. Not on either side. They're controlled by, remember John F. Kennedy? Spencer, see if you can find that. See if you can find that secret society speech from JFK. Secret society speech. It's what got him killed, by the way. Down there at the bottom. Right down there at the bottom it was, I think. Right there. JFK's Warning to America. Try that one. One below that, because this one's too long. Right?
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. In the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Who told you that, and why do you believe them? All right, 9 minutes. Somebody come on in. It's an information war, folks. The information war. Who told you that? Why do you believe them? Ray.
Yeah, just thinking of the information war, the power that we have. I recall, Coach, when you went in front of targets and exposed them with just your cell phone and what Nick Shirley has done, Tim Walz is no longer running for governor.
And that's that
there's power in our cell, you know.
That's right. So right. They hate the sunlight, don't they? They hate the sunlight. And, you know, that's one of the reasons, folks, that's one of the reasons for COVID. Keep us from communicating with each other. Don't get to church. Don't discuss what's going on. Keep you isolated. Look where we are today. Look where we are today. And so, unbelievable. Again, remember, rules for radicals, number one, not number one, but one of the main rules is make the opposition live up to their own standards. So we get Donald Trump, and then all of a sudden, the left becomes constitutionalists, don't they? Oh, you got to follow the Constitution, right? When they haven't. They murder babies. They squash free speech. They teach your kids about homosex against your will. And then when you stand up and you want to push back against, oh, no, you got to be a constitution. Folks, what a two-card Monty. We're permitting them to play on us. Right? Now, trust but verify. Is Trump a Muslim? I'm sorry, a Mason? I don't know. Is he a Jew? I don't know. Is he following the Kabbalah? I don't know. And I'll tell you this, he's got the right people hating him, I think. And if they're all on the same team and it's just a big show, then we're all screwed anyway, are we not? And so he goes in and leads a rescue of these millions of people in Venezuela, and we're upset he didn't follow the law. But they don't want to follow the law on immigration, do they? They don't want us to follow the law on that. So it's selective enforcement of the law. And you know what's bad? At least we're consistent. People on our team scream and holler, he's violating the law. He can't do that. Because why? We're moral. We don't understand all fair love and war, baby. They're playing by one set of rules, and we're playing by another set of rules. And the courts are playing by their set of rules and not playing by our set of rules. So trust but verify. Do you trust Trump? No. He's God's man. How do I know that? Because we read it in scripture the other day. God raises up one, sets down another one. Donald Trump is God's man. Is he a man of God? I don't know about that. He's God's man. And our obligation is to pray for him. Not work to undermine him. Pray for him. That's where I see it. Adam, come on in. Sorry for that rant. I feel better.
You're good. I think for me, man, I just try to remember when somebody does good, I give them praise. When they do something I disagree with, I don't. I don't try to put any one person in a box that completely sold out, bought in evil or good, unless they prove themselves to be that way. And as a Trump right now, I think Trump's done a whole lot of good, and he's done some pretty bad things that I don't agree with. But he's also a human being, and he's not perfect, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, hey, Adam, we better realize this, folks. You better buckle up. We're going to reap the whirlwind. See what you mean, Coach? You think that he overthrew the deep state in Venezuela and there ain't going to be some pushback? You better buckle up, baby. You better buckle up, because their only hope is to turn Trump's people against him. That's their only hope. It's their only hope. And so what? Confusion, lies, deception, and fear. Oh, my. And sadly, we think that all Americans feel the same way, and we don't. We don't. They've done a great job of divide and conquer, yada, yada. Go ahead. Somebody. Come on. Somebody say me. Somebody got 4 minutes. Somebody's got something to say. I've done most talking today.
Well, Coach.
Go ahead. Whoever. Go ahead. Come on in. Clint. Go ahead, Clint.
They've got our monks walking for peace, so we're okay.
Oh, I got to get that in there too. Monks walking for peace. Pastor Clint's down in Georgia, and they have these monks. He sent me the video. I didn't get a chance to use it. These monks that are walking, monks, not monkeys, monks walking around marching for peace. Monks. And the church is out just up and down, jumping up and down, praising. Right, Clint?
Yeah, and they met in a church last week in Decatur, and they also eat lunch at an elementary school. And you should hear the garbage that they're speaking.
These aren't Christian monks, are they, Pastor? They're not Christian.
No. And but, yeah, people are losing their minds. I mean, there'll be hundreds and thousands of people trying to give them water and everything else. But
as a church stays in hiding, huh? Let's support the monks.
They support the monks, absolutely.
I'll try to get that and use it tomorrow, Clint. Joe Allen, come on in, Joe. Quickly here, let's go.
6 years ago, they were complaining about Trump. Why ain't he doing stuff?
Yeah.
Now he's back in. He's doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He ain't doing the stuff they want him to do, though, Joe. He ain't doing the stuff they want him to do, right? No, he ain't doing that. Loran. Then Judah. Loran, then Judah.
Yeah. Can I pray real quick?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you. You're so precious. You're Yahweh. Jesus, you are Yahuwah. And we need you. There's so much confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. You're the author of truth. Give us your truth. Give us your hope. Turn this thing around. Protect your kids. You, Jesus, went to the cross. That was the tribulation. Your kids are with you. So, Almighty God, you did not say that we weren't going to be protected from trials and tribulations. But you're the victory. So in the mighty name of Jesus, do what you do best. Help everyone on this call. Help everybody who's working on your behalf. Watch over our president. And may the United States of America be America first, loyal to only to you, Yahweh, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for helping us, and that your arm is not too short to save. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We liberated a lot of Christians in Venezuela. Liberated a lot of them. Who did I say next? Judah.
Could I ask for prayer?
Yes. Well, hang on here, man. We're about to go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's my spinal cord. I'm having trouble moving my arms and legs. I appreciate it. God bless.
That's Mike Markham. Lord, we just touched Mike right now. It's a healing. Healing is your bread, Lord Jesus. Ask that you touch him, Lord. Heal him. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Gotta run.
Thanks. See you, Lord. Thanks.